Two Sulphur Springs High School choir students received special awards recently. The choir department will also be presenting a special evening of choir performances next Monday evening. We learn more from high school choir director Beth Crutcher. Choir just had a competition. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we had two students compete in the All-Region Choir Concert, or not choir concert, sorry, the All-Region Choir Competition, and it was the first step going to Allstate. And two of our students made it, Sarah Bennett and Teresa Boteo, and their next competition is in November at some time, and that's called Pre-Area, and if they make it past that, then they'll go to like the actual Allstate audition. It's called Area. So fingers crossed, but they worked really hard.
What do you have to do at a competition? Just perform? Or?
They learned really hard music. They learned select pieces. It was very challenging. A lot of it's like college literature. And then they have to prepare it, and then they also have to sight read. And then from that room, they were actually in the two most competitive rooms. I think there were like 50 or something like that in each room. And they take the top 16 from that. And then their next audition, they have to learn new music, even harder music, and sight read. And if they make it past, I think, the top 10, then they go on to Area audition.
Now, you are having a special choir event coming up soon, right?
Yeah, we're having a concert at First Baptist Church on Monday, October 6th.
All right. And who will be putting this on? All your classes?
All my choirs. So it'll be Wildcat Singers, Bella Voce, which is our women's choir, and Wildcat Chorale.
And what can people expect if they show up? What kind of numbers will you be doing?
The whole concert is centered around American folk music and folk hymns. So they'll be hearing things like Bird's Courting Song, which is an old Appalachian folk tune, things like Poor Wayfaring Stranger, which is an old hymn. And we even have a piece at the end where all choirs sing, and it's called Hymn to America.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of really fun music.
Now, I would imagine we got a notice on this months ago, probably maybe even before school started, so you've been playing this for some time, right?
Absolutely. I picked all the music last May. It's been in the works. I'm really excited for this program.
And I would imagine they've been working hard, rehearsals and all that.
Very hard. In fact, in Wildcat Chorale, we learned one whole piece on solfege, the Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do. And so they'll be singing it on solfege first, and then we'll put the words with it.
This is a good example of the kind of classes that you teach every day, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I have three choirs, and then I teach four sections of music history.
And this is your second year here,
it's
right?
It's my second year here. It's my sixth year of teaching. Yeah.
And where'd you come from?
I grew up in Dallas, but then I left the great state of Texas to go to Illinois, and I stayed up there for 8 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So this is your first stop back in Texas.
That's right. Yeah, my family still lives in Dallas, so they're happy to have me closer to home.
Got some good students here to choose from?
I do. Yeah, this year, you know, last year was kind of rough, but this year the kids are just great, really great attitudes. They're hard workers. I'm really excited to, like, stay in one place for a long time and really make a program my own and see the kids grow in their musicianship.
Try to build it a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we've even grown. Last year we had 7 in what was junior varsity choir. And this year, the equivalent of that, we have 31 kids. So explosion in the program, and I look forward to seeing it grow even more.
KSST News.